We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If signing Marshawn Lynch is a 10-mile journey, we're about 9.5 miles through that journey. At least that's the way it seems. The man who is all over the story from NFL Network, our friend Mike Silver, joins us here. And Mike, we won't keep you long. We're not going to ask you to do a draft preview. We just want to talk about Marshawn and why this was so close to happening and what's holding it up.
You know, it's one of those weird, fluid things with many moving parts. And I believe some people in Marshawn Lynch's camp got very excited today, and I was one of those who got swept up in that. And perhaps, it is, as you suggested, I's and T's still need to be dotted and crossed. I'm confident this is happening. I don't think the compensation component with Seattle is going to be a big holdup. This is more to do with finalizing the terms under which Marshawn Lynch will be a Raider, and I expect an incentive-heavy contract that is not real heavy on the base. I think once that happens, it'll be a pretty seamless process, as Seahawks general manager John Schneider has suggested publicly between him and Reggie McKenzie. And I know that Marshawn Lynch is very, very excited and is eagerly anticipating the moment when he can officially jump for joy.
What do the Seahawks expect back?
Not a lot. I think from the Seahawks' perspective, in layman's terms, they just want to be protected in the event that he looks like the Marshawn Lynch of a few years ago. In other words, when we say conditional picks, conditions would be like if he rushes for X amount of yards, if he goes to the Super Bowl, that type of thing. If he goes and does not have much of an impact, then the pick would probably disappear or become less valuable.
You know, it makes sense because, you know, he's intriguing. Who's not interested in whatever Marshawn Lynch has left? What do you really think, though, Mike, he's got left? You know, a year off for some guys means they're a year off from being a good running back. I could see how a year off for this guy, who always played angry, could breathe a little life back in his legs.
Yeah, I mean, he's an enigma anyway, and there's really, you know, there haven't been too many runners like him. So, yeah, he's at an age where running backs tend to decline. On the other hand, you know, no wear and tear during the time off. I'm told he's in great shape, and he has had a propensity to be able to get into very good shape. You know, I know that he'll be an excited, engaged Marshawn Lynch, which is important. And, you know, we're talking about a team with a very good offensive line and an obvious threat of being able to throw the ball. So it's not like he's showing up on a team where they're going to be 8-9 in the box on every play. So I think it's set up theoretically for him to be a successful part of what could be a really good season. And then, of course, the other piece of this is just it makes such good business sense. Obviously, the Raiders and Oakland in a very awkward situation for this season and perhaps beyond, you know, from a marketing perspective, to be able to bring a hometown hero who has so much affection for the city and is so inextricably linked with it in terms of, you know, what he's done in that community. You know, that's great for Mark Davis. That's great for Raider fans, or Oakland Raider fans specifically. So I get it. It makes a lot of sense. But make no mistake, the driving force behind all of this is that Marshawn Lynch, who has had moments where he hasn't been super excited overtly to be out there in certain football contexts, he is beyond pumped for this to happen.
Did you give your boy Steve Kerr a call this week and say, hey coach, two down low? What about your boy?
Well, I'm not going to reveal the recent text conversations we've been having, but he's in a really good place, and he's really, really excited for the playoffs to get rolling. And, you know, I know a lot of fans are too, including myself. So, I mean, it couldn't have worked out any better. When we saw Kevin Durant leg buckle like that, everybody thought the worst.
Yeah.
And that would have been a crushing blow. And you know, you go back to the opening game where they came out and got it handed to them by the Spurs, and everyone said, whoa. And then, you know, is Kevin Durant meshing in, and are they adjusting? And they've lost so many guys. They've lost that interior defense. You know, they've come a long, long way to the point where they could really make a statement without Durant, you know, for during that long streak. And then now theoretically weave him in. So I'm really pumped. I'll be listening to 95.7 a ton when I'm not by a television set.
Look, I'm working that station plug and promo. That is a professional, a man who knows how to get it done. Mike Silver here on the Damon Bruce Show. Okay, I lied. I do have one draft question. Are the Browns really going to mess around with Trubisky at one?
I would say that one is to be determined. You know, I know that almost any NFL talent evaluator that I know would say to me, don't play around there. Myles Garrett is the clear number one. It's a silly discussion. I know there are many people in the Browns building who feel that way, one of whom may or may not wear a headset on Sundays. But it's unclear how the process is going to play out. And this may be one where Jimmy Haslam, the owner, ultimately has to decide philosophically, you know, which philosophy he agrees with. But if I had to guess, I would guess that Myles Garrett will be the number one pick and that the Browns will take him. But, you know, it's a strange time before the draft. I think people tend to overthink things, not just fans and people in my business, but people on the inside as well. So I would love to be inside those Browns draft meetings the next week or two, because it's going to be some very interesting discussion.
Yeah, the fly on the wall's got a really good seat. There's no doubt about it. Always appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much for joining us late today with absolutely no plans or obligation. You took our call, buddy. Thank you.
Always, of course. Hopefully, I'm just sitting there nerding out to the Warriors like the rest of your listeners. Very soon.
I hope so. We can geek out about it next week at some point in time. Mike Silver, NFL Network. Thanks very, very much to him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.